This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
Yes, it is. It is a financial shell game with a pedophile. All right, because you can't drop that piece off the table. At the end of the day, we follow the money. But at the core of this is how young girls were abused by grown men in a universe curated by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And whether directly or indirectly, Donald Trump was in it. He touched it. He was a part of it. And so it's fascinating to me that in the face of all of that, seemingly, there is nothing that will apparently separate the lips of certain Republicans from the behind of Donald Trump. And they will always find a way to excuse the most outrageous behavior because they don't want to be on the wrong side. I take note of an article regarding Trump and Johnson, noting many in the party have spent years suggesting there's a massive cover-up aimed at protecting Epstein's associates from PR and legal fallout. But opposing Trump, especially on a potent issue, is always a risky proposition. For Republican elected officials, just ask the Republicans who voted to impeach him in 2021. That was 2021. Impeachment is not tagged to pedophilia. So when you have this new element, it changes the conversation for a lot of Americans, and apparently it has changed the conversation for a number of folks in the MAGAverse. What say you, my friend, about this seemingly inability to separate even on this for a number of Republicans?
Well, look, these guys, you know, they haven't lost yet by putting their lips on Trump's behind, right? And if they're still in Congress, that's been a safe bet for them, right?
There it is.
Trump has worked for them so far, so why not? So why do something different?
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.